Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, she responds to Lunishmas Arbiak Hashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Kiddushin Daf Lamites. The Gemara Amud Beis brings Rabbi Yaakov's Shito that says, Schar Mitzvah Behai Almo Leiko. There's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. And this is the Shito which was accepted. The Rambam brings this La'alacha, that there's no Schar Mitzvah in this world. The Sifrei Chassidus bring, that says the Baal Shem Tov says it, that the reason why Schar Mitzvah Behai Almo Leiko, because the reward for a mitzvah is so big, is so great, that this world cannot contain it. It's such an unbelievable schar that you can put the schar in this small world called Olam Hazeh. So the only place where you can benefit and enjoy this schar is only Lasid Lavoi, only when we come to Olam Habo. But the obvious question is, so what's shat in all the rewards that says in the Torah? We say in V'hoyim Shemar every day. Im Shemar Tishmu Mitzvah Yisai, V'nasati Gishmechem Be'itom. For Savta de Gonecho, Sirushcho v'Yitzarecho. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us many brachas. When you go through Parshas Bechukoyse and Parshas Kisovoy, the beginning, before we get to the Klolos, starts with brachas. If you do what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, there will be a lot of brachas coming down. Isn't that the reward? So this really is a question of the Rambam in Perek Tet Meichas Chuvah. And he writes a very long arichus to explain in Shlok Kederech, the Rambam, in the Yad HaChazaka. In the source sheet, we bring the entire halacha, the entire Rambam, very long. And the Rambam says the following concept. He says, the idea of what we're getting in this world is not the reward for the mitzvahs. The reward for this mitzvah is only in Olam Habo. But it's only a way for us to help us to do the mitzvahs. So to speak, Kadosh Baruch Hu made with us an agreement. If you're going to do your best to do the mitzvahs, so I will, Kadosh Baruch Hu will, give us everything we need in order to do the mitzvahs the right way. Kadosh Baruch Hu will remove anything that's bothering us, will give us parnasa and shefa and bracha from up there in Shemayim, so we will be able to do the Torah and mitzvahs. And if Chas Hashem, the opposite, if Am Yisrael doesn't do the Torah and mitzvahs, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will remove our ability and our menuchas hanefesh and the bracha and hashpoah for us to do the mitzvahs. It's not a schar v'oinish. It's not a reward and punishment. It's just the dynamic of how this world works. Someone who tries to do the right thing, the world will be helping him out to get to do the Torah and mitzvahs. And someone's doing the wrong thing, the world will go against him. And so brings the Ramban in Emunah V'Tochen Perek Zayin. He says, Divrei Rambam, in short, says this idea exactly. And he concludes by saying the words, Al ken yesh lanu loymar, ki ha-toy ve-ara magim lo-odom bo-ilom hazeh, the good and bad that a person gets in this world, it's not reward or punishment. It's only to help him to do the mitzvahs and not to do it. My Rebbe Ramosh Shapir Zitzal used to add to this, that we know this, the whole Torah is a bris. And we have also the brachas and klos are a bris. A bris is a covenant. It's a covenant, an agreement between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. The Ramban explains in Chumash, the bris is the lashon of brias, of creation. Meaning, whenever you have a covenant, whenever you have a bris, it becomes part of the order of the world. This is how the world works. This is the agreement between us. And just to give an example to this, if a person puts his hand into the fire and he gets burned, is that a punishment? Because he put his hand in the fire, he was punished and his hand got burned. No, that's the result of how the world works. If you put your hand in the fire, it gets burned. It's not a punishment. It's just the dynamic of the world. This is exactly how the schar and oinish that's written in the Torah is part of the bris of Torah, part of the creation, part of the system of the world. And the Oimek HaDavar, as Moshe used to explain, what is the right for us to use this Olam Hazeh? We're not supposed to be in Olam Hazeh, only for the purpose to get to Olam Haba, to get to the next world. So as long as the person is using the Olam Hazeh in the right way, so then the Olam Hazeh will be beneficial for him because he's doing what he's supposed to do. But if he's misusing Olam Hazeh, so he will not enjoy it, he won't benefit from it because he's not using the purpose he needs to do Olam Hazeh to reach Olam Haba. And just to conclude with one nekuda, even according to Rabbi Yaakov, you don't get the reward in this world, but that's only for a tzaddik. A rasha, the pasuk says clearly, Mishalem al ponov la'avido, because Baruch Hu does reward the rishayim in this world. How do we understand it? If schar mitzvah behai al malek, if you can't have the reward in this world, how do the Rishoyim get the reward in this world? Answers chidush harim. The Rishoyim, they don't believe in olam haba. So in Leshitasam, according to their opinion, there's no olam haba. And this is a big yisur, a big concept, that everybody is being treated the way they see the world. If a person has a moon and he believes in olam haba, so he'll get rewarded olam haba. But a Rasha doesn't believe in olam haba, so he doesn't, according to his opinion, there's no such thing as olam haba. So there's no choice but to give him a reward in this world. He will get a minimized reward. Because in his eyes, there's no such thing as olam haba. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.